It's another Ag News Update. Could nuclear energy provide power for rural communities? More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Is there a future for nuclear energy? Phil Flynn with Price Futures Group.
Three Mile Island, as bad as that was, the real fallout from that was that it killed nuclear energy in this country for years. And we learned a lot from Three Mile Island, but you're right. You know, the nuclear power plants that they're building today are not your daddy's nuclear power plant, right? They're smarter, they're quicker, they're safer, they're cleaner. And because of the anti-nuclear movement that we had in this country, partly because of Three Mile Island, really was a negative for the environment if you're worried about greenhouse gas emissions. Because really, if you look at nuclear power, it's the only source of fuel that doesn't emit greenhouse gases. And, you know, because of the panic and the concerns about, you know, nuclear waste and things like that, you know, we really lost our focus. You know, the bottom line is that there isn't a safe source of energy on the globe. I don't care what it is, right? There's always some kind of a risk. But if you balance those risks and you're smart about it, there's more positives than any negatives that you could even imagine.
It's another Ag News Update.